Well, of course, today is the 5th of November. Remember, remember, and all that. I don't know if you've ever wondered how strange it is that we celebrate this as if it were a saint's day. Often, a lot more than the true saint's days. Perhaps we should call it the Feast of St. Guy Fawkes or something similar. It is very odd. It's a celebration of a plot to blow up the King and Parliament. It almost succeeded, but I hope none of you are getting any ideas for the opening of Parliament this coming week. But I digress, because today we're actually celebrating the day when we remember All Saints. Now, this is often thought of as all the saints who have gone before us. So, example, St. Matthew, St. Luke, St. John, St. Francis. And whilst all of those who have preceded us are important, this day is actually about us. You will hear more. Looking at our readings, and I make no secret of the fact that I love John's writings, both his gospel, the Revelation, and his letters. John speaks of God's love through and through. But here we heard John with his revelation of what is to come, of what is going on in heaven. Let's listen again. After this I looked, and there was a great multitude that no one could count, from every nation, from all tribes and peoples and languages, standing before the throne and before the Lamb, robed in white, palm branches in their hands. Who are they? And the angel asked John the same question, and then the answer came. These are they who've come out of the great ordeal. They've washed their robes and made them white in the blood of the Lamb. A great multitude who've washed their robes and made them white. In other words, all those who've been made holy through the sacrifice of the Lamb of God, Jesus. And that is, of course, all true believers. And that, my dear friends, is you and me as well. Nice to think of being amongst that multitude. John's vision is of heaven after the ordeal that is on earth. I pondered, maybe this ordeal is where we are now. It often seems like it, doesn't it? But maybe there is more and worse to come. But what is important is that God's elect, all Christians, will come through this ordeal and will be in heaven, in that great multitude. And it's going to be a great place to be. Listen again. They will hunger no more. They will thirst no more. The sun will not strike them, nor any scorching heat, for the Lamb at the centre of the throne will be their shepherd, and he will guide them to springs of the water of life. And God will wipe away every tear from their eyes. I don't know about you, but I think that's really something to look forward to. But for a moment, I just want to put us there with those same words. We will hunger no more. We will thirst no more. For the Lamb at the centre of the throne will be our shepherd, and he will guide us to the springs of the water of life. And God will wipe away every tear from our eyes. Moving on to what we heard from John's first letter, he wrote this: "See what love the Father has given us, that we should be called children of God, and that is what we are. You and me and all believers are children of God." We often hear, mostly from politicians, that the best is yet to come. But this is not from a politician. This is from the Word of God. John says, "Beloved, we are God's children now. What we will be has not yet been revealed. But what we know is this, when he is revealed, we will be like him, for we will see him as he is. I find that statement quite mind-blowing. We will be like him. Wow. And this is a future that we can really trust in, because it's not a human future. It's not a future we can create for ourselves through our own efforts of godliness. It's a future that is entirely God-given and not earned, a free gift to all who believe. So I hope you can see that we are all saints. And today we are effectively celebrating ourselves in a way. But in that celebration, we are really celebrating our Saviour Jesus, who has made this all possible. So where does this leave us, the congregation of St. Mary Magdalene Bolney? Well, I'm aware that we're probably going to have an awful lot of St. Martins, seems to be the commonest name to have. We know that we go forward living in an extremely broken world, a very sinful world, and that sin contaminates all of us. But we need to go forward as God's people. We need to go forward shining in that darkness that's there. We need to be introducing folk to the way forward out of the mess into something glorious and pure. We are a people of hope. We are not a people of despair. So much of what is around us speaks of despair, fear, destruction, and death. We only need to look at what is coming on our television screens in Israel and Gaza to know that. But there's Ukraine. There's so many other places. And even close to our home here, there's the tragedy of stabbings on our streets, of drugs. And out of this mess comes the only person in whom we will find peace, where we will find love, where we will find comfort. And we know that that is the Lamb of God. So our message as God's saints to the world must be one of hope. This world, I fear, will continue to destroy itself and everything that is in it until Jesus returns in glory. And so until that time, let's listen once more to what John said. All who have this hope in them purify themselves just as he is pure. So let's have that hope within us that purifies us. So just imagine for a moment, just go to that future before us in heaven. We are there singing before the throne of God. We're robed in white. We have our palm branches. And we say salvation belongs to our God who is seated on the throne and to the Lamb. And we hear the angels responding, Amen. Blessing and glory and wisdom, thanksgiving and honour and power and might be to our God for ever and ever. Amen.